Brian Bertacci has peered into a crystal ball, and the future is dark if the city doesn't act now. At stake are all three aspects of power delivery in Sitka: generation, transmission, and distribution.
All three of those have to be intact to be able to get that energy, that power, to your house or to your place of business, so when you throw the switch, you're satisfied that the electricity is reliable and there when you need it. And if any one of those pieces isn't there, I can't get it to you to be able to do that.
Let's walk through each of these one by one, starting with distribution. Sitka has three major substations, one at Marine Street, Jarvis, and the Gary Paxton Industrial Park.
Marine Street serves 80% of the Sitka customers. You've heard me say that before when I've been here in the meeting. And I think the transformers there at that substation are 35 years old.
Basically, the transformers are ticking time bombs whose expiration date could come any time.
The statistics indicate that within the next 15 years, there'll be 100% failure of those remaining three transformers.
And he says that if the transformer at Marine Street were to fail today, 80% of Sitka would be without regular power. Picture thousands of families and businesses with 2 to 6 months of rolling blackouts as the city waits for a new transformer to arrive.
I don't think that's acceptable.
So to fix this, Bertacci is proposing that the city build a new substation entirely. There's already a pad in place for a potential site on Kramer Lane.
If we wanted to go that way, which I'm recommending, we could buy that transformer right away. It might take 6 or 7 months to get, but we could set it over at Marine Street while we're waiting to complete HPR North, which might take 1.5 or 2 years. And if we really had an emergency, we could find some way to hook that up to supply the community rather than have a long extended outage or rotating outages.
We'll talk about the cost of that proposed station in a minute. The second challenge is transmission, which is cloaked in its own unique doomsday language, though not as dire. In short, the transmission line that runs on a steep grade from the Blue Lake Powerhouse, called the 69 kV, keeps failing. The department has been extensively trimming trees to mitigate brownouts, but to really tackle the issue, Bertacci wants to make another purchase of a brand new overhead transmission line.
We're talking this time about the inside of the road, not the outside, which would spoil the view.
It would run behind Golden Alaska Lodge. And when it comes to generation, the third leg of the power stool, Bertacci wants to inspect Green Lake Power Plant and scale back the diesel tank at Jarvis Street. His first week on the job, you may remember, the tank spilled 7,000 gallons of fuel. So what is the final tally of all these fixes? The department's latest estimate through the consultant Electric Power Systems out of Anchorage is $15.7 million. The problem is the city doesn't have enough money to set those wheels in motion. And it still needs to make its 1.2% bonding covenant to keep paying off the Blue Lake Dam. Here's City Finance Director Jay Sweeney.
No matter what, this next year we have to have another rate increase. We simply do not have the electrical sales at the right rate in order to generate the required amount of cash flow from operations necessary to meet our 125% covenant. We would have to have probably a cold winter for the ages to get us anywhere near what we would need.
That's the conundrum before the assembly. Do you increase rates this year just enough to keep up the bond payments like they did last year, or do you increase it a little more to fund those much-needed capital projects, such as a new substation or transmission line? Sweeney put it this way.
Do we wait and take on a calculated risk of a catastrophic failure, or do we look at some mechanism now necessary to renovate and repair it?
There's no recommended plan yet, but Bertacci and Sweeney hoped that in kickstarting the discussion, the assembly would begin to see the light. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.